Blog Talk Radio.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The man is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story began. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen the
best. You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, what a... My brother, my brother, my brother. What you know? Is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Low Show. I love that music. We don't only like slow music, but we like playing something, saying that the best is yet to come. And we have to believe that. We're on a terrific Tuesday. Our call-in number for the Dr. Low Show, which is the real relationship show that focuses on getting advice from the guru with no limits. We don't have any limits. We're going to let you speak as you want to. We're going to talk about real relationship issues, real relationship problems. Anything related to relationship, the guru is going to talk and share his thoughts. You have a great opportunity to be a part of it. The call-in number is 347-857-4192, or you can go to the web link, which is through Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Smith Way Production. We also are broadcast through Facebook, which is DRL D'Alberto Smith at Facebook.com. And then we're on, and we all have always struggling with some problems in connection with our Instagram, but we are available on Instagram, Lorenza D. Smith 15. So you can join us many ways. So I look forward to having you a part of this call. We got an outstanding show tonight, and we want you to be a part of. Now, what you can do is make everything simple for you. Now, you might be on Facebook, but you can go to your telephone and call in at 347-854-192. That's 347-857-4192. And if you just have any comments or questions, press 1, and then I'll give you an opportunity to share your thoughts with us, and I'll give you my best thought in regards to whatever topic we're talking about. The title for tonight's show, and we always have a title, Relationship, Ready, Set, Love. I'm going to repeat it again. Relationship, Ready, Set, Love, with a question mark. And that's what it's all about. We're going to talk about a relationship at its highest point. Now, if you want to tweet the show, you can go to at Lorenza D. Smith, or you can also just kind of chime in on some of our other areas. We got at Talking Real to You. You can go to that, or you can take the opportunity to go to at Balling with Doc, D-O-C-K. These are several avenues you can talk. Now, I also want to share with you now, even this show, if you didn't get a chance or you may have to step off the line, you're not available to finish up the show with us tonight, you can go to our on-demand episodes, which will be could be heard through Tumblr, Google+, Facebook, through my site because I posted Twitter. I posted on all of them. I have several Twitter accounts that I posted on. We have Lorenza D. Smith. We also have Balling. We also have Talking Real to You, Talking Sports Plus. And I try to post it all the way around so everybody gets an opportunity. Now, if you want to go to Instagram, you can automatic go to Instagram. You can go to Lorenza D. Smith, 15, or you can go to Coach Doc, which is D-R, Lorenza D. Smith, 15. And I'm telling you, it's really a great opportunity. We try to share this and so you have an opportunity. Also, if you want to go to LinkedIn, you can get a chance to hear that. And if I repeated this previously, Google Plus is an opportunity where you can hear this show on demand. So let's check it out now. Again, relationship, ready, set, love. You know, you heard that before. If you're in a race, it's always ready, set, go. But it's ready, set, are you ready for love? Last week we had an opportunity, a great opportunity to talk about relationship. We talked about the various tiers of relationship, and I had four tiers that I try to relate to in life, and I hope you all have one as well. I have four or one or two, whatever you may have. I believe that when you actually meet somebody, you'll fall on tier one and tier two, that you put those individuals in those categories, which is you now are their associate. I'm your associate, man. Nice to meet you. Maybe we'll communicate. Maybe we don't. I don't care if it's even with, in regards to a casual relationship or what it may be. You always say, we just associate. We just met each other. Maybe we'll communicate beyond that. A lot of times, we be realistic, individuals on Facebook, and they say, we're Facebook friends. We just associates. But we communicate, and I appreciate everybody joining me, Instagram. But I have some individuals that join me every week. You know, I consider them a little above than just being associate. I appreciate them. They fall in the acquaintances category. I don't know them personally, but I feel like I'm communicating with them, and they're listening, and they're communicating with me by saying, I'm back. Hi, Doc. What's going on with it? All of that is part of what we're talking about, those first two tiers. Now, today we're going to talk about the two tiers, which is three and four, before we move on to our other topic. Remember, relationship, ready, set, love. And let's think about tier three. Tier three is called friends. You know, I looked up relationship, and there's various types of friends that friendships that you consider to have a relationship, those individuals you communicate. You know, within that category of friends, you can say family. There's a family relationship we all have where we communicate with one another. We're a family, whether extended family. You have that's my cousin, my fifth cousin, my sixth cousin, but that's my cousin, man. And, you know, we're communicating with my cousin and everything. That's good. That's your family relationship. That's part of that friendship, family relationship. Then you fall in the other category where you eventually, after you became an associate and acquaintance, you can move because you're you continue to communicate with one another. I think one of the most important things that builds on relationship is communication. You know, there's another thing you're going to talk about in a little bit, but when you're talking about a relationship, you have to be able to communicate. You can't be in a relationship with somebody and you're spending that time with them and all of a sudden you get upset about something and you stop communicating with them. Is that fair to both people? It'd be good for you to just share your thoughts with them and the reason why you're no longer communicating with them. And that's what it's all like. Communication is so important. So you're in that friendship. You have that category of just family relationship, which is part of, and friendship relationship. And you also have within the relationship, and that category would be casual. You know, we can say associate and acquaintance fall in a casual relationship, but you also can let fall into that category too as well, because it's casual. You go out with that person, you spend time with that person, but it's nothing you to look forward for. And that's one of the things that's happening in Tier 3, that it is not a good thing. I always say that most of the time those individuals that falls in that category, in that casual or just that friendship relationship, they're probably 10% in, 9% out. And when I said they got 10% of them, their body in, and the other 90% is outside the door. But, you know, once you recognize that, you can find that out. Once that those individuals are not in for the long haul, you have to go and make a decision. You know, one of the things I shared with you all last week, one of the things I shared was that when a relationship and things are not working, you see it's not in the order you should be, I always tell everybody, run as fast as you can. Get away from that, because that's not good for you, because that person, 9 times out of 10, they're telling you, well, I'm crazy about you, I like you, I want to be in a relationship, I want to be in a friendship with you, but it's still considered to be casual, because you know what they're doing? They got 10% inside and 90% outside. And not ready to do the things that's required in a relationship, which we're going to talk about a little later, is commitment, dedication. They're not ready to be devoted. They're not ready to be honest. They're not ready to give of themselves. They're not ready even to communicate with you. So they're only willing to put in 10%. Keep that in mind when you're dealing with people in that friendship category. They fall. You can notice that, you know, when I always say when people show themselves, believe what you see. You can see 10% in, and you notice 90% out. 9 times out of 10, that's a relationship you need to cut your ties and run as fast as you can away from. That's part of your friendship, and that's Tier 3. And understand that you cannot call everybody friend. I talked about that last week. I said there are some people that use that term of endearment. You know, a term of endearment. You're like, oh, man, friend. Hey, friend. Hey, friend. You're even speaking to children that way. Hey, friend. You know, that just don't work. And when you use that in your professional, when you're out, some people take that at heart. They believe that we're really friends. And the thing about it, we're not friends. We might be through whatever capacity, maybe associate, maybe acquaintance, or we may be teetering on the friendship zone, but we're just not really friends, because it takes more than just saying the word to say you're a friend. Now, as we talk about relationship in that Tier 4, we have I consider to have two areas I like. Well, one area I like to focus on when we say, and it's called love. When we talk about it in the Tier 4, he said, well, it is a relationship that involves love. I'm beginning to be committed. I'm beginning to be dedicated. I am ready to live in a life with you in some form or fashion, eventually leading to marriage. But we also have to keep in mind that you can be having one foot in that door and have one foot in Tier 3. Now, if you're not ready for a romantic relationship, which is that category called love, then you should do as everybody, as I tell you, and I'm going to keep telling you, you should not get involved with it. Don't sell like some goods to somebody, like a carpet bagger, that you can do this, you're willing to do this when you're really not willing to be nothing but Tier 1 or Tier 2, and then possibly fall a little bit to Tier 3 because you got 90% out and 10% in. And that's one of the things last week we talked about, the 4 tiers. So keep it in mind, just to kind of recap what we just shared, there's 4 tiers when you're involved with a relationship, and it's part of dating as well. Now, that's what, you know, when you spend time with people, you may not want to put the term dating on it, but you want to say, well, now I'm developing a relationship. I'm spending time in the form of tier one, which is associate. You are my associate. We get a chance to go hang out, my boy, or even a young lady. We go to the movies. We go do things, you know. So we're talking about associate. Acquaintance, you can do some of those same things, but now I'm beginning to communicate with you more and more. I'm beginning to develop a relationship with you, which is still nothing but a casual relationship. Then I move to the friend zone, I call. And in that friend zone, I'm willing to take an extra step to develop this relationship because I see something good and positive out of it. But I'm going to just kind of be for real with you. Now, again, when you're ready to do that, you've got to really be willing to step into this. And there's no shame in your game. You're ready to develop a relationship that is going to be strong, because before you can develop into tier four, you have to have a friendship with that person. That person has to be your best friend. If you're not willing to be allow that person to be your best friend, you need to cut your ties, run, and run as fast as you can. I want y'all to keep that in mind. Now, I want you to be a part of it and part of this conversation tonight. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Again, 347-857-4192. Keep in mind, when we're talking about the four tiers and how they rate in regards to, or how they fit in regards to relationship, remember, from the beginning, we all have tier one and two. We can be a part of a casual relationship. It could even stretch over to where you call the friend zone. But when you start getting to the point where you're ready to be committed, dedicated, you will fall into tier four. Tier four is where you said, now I'm ready to love and be loved. Some people are not ready for love. They say they are, they're just not ready because they got so much going on with them. And I want you to understand that if you're not ready, be man or woman to tell that person, I'm not ready. I just want to have a casual relationship with you. I don't want to move any farther than that. Do not have people thinking that you're willing to go to tier four when you're really not. That's unfair to them. Just be honest. Let's be honest. Honesty is so important to the success of you and the individual you're talking about being in a relationship with. So just keep in mind when you're dealing with that right there. So we have the four tiers, and I want to share some thoughts about it. Now, I want to kind of look at what are five things that helps you have a healthy relationship. You know, we and these are my five. You may have five different ones that relates to you. So, but I'm going to share the five that I think leads toward a healthy relationship. First of all, self-love. You know, one of the things we got to understand, if you can't love yourself, I can't understand how you can protest to love somebody else. First of all, self-love start even from the time you was the inception of you, and your mother loved you as no other person can love you, and that showed you you were being loved then. But once you were able to set eyes on this earth and God blessed you to be here, you begin to understand, even when you're not able to articulate it, but you have a self-love for yourself, because we all put into that category that we love ourselves, and we're going to protect ourselves. So when you're talking about in a relationship, a healthy relationship, it has to be some self-love. If you can't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. It is what it is, and accept the reality. You have to look in the mirror and like what you see. A lot of people look in the mirror don't like what they see. So they go out in life and inflict as much pain on people as possible, because when you can't love yourself, you're not going to love nobody else. And that's what we're talking about. If you want a healthy relationship, whether it's associate, acquaintance, friend, or a romantic relationship where saying you're in love, you have to love yourself first. That's number one. And the second one is trust. A lot of people are not able and don't understand trust. You know, you can get any kind of definition you want of trust, but if you don't understand it enough to be able to explain what trust is, that's being able to trust not only yourself, but trusting the person you're now willing to be in a relationship. Too many people are afraid to be in that relationship because it requires trust. It's hard to trust somebody else when you don't trust yourself. You can't trust yourself to be by yourself out in a certain situation because you know you can't do right. And that's one of the things. You got to have children. When people, you say, I trust you, you got to really mean that. But first of all, you have to tell yourself when you're looking in the mirror, I trust you. You're talking to self. Self, I trust you. And when you say, I trust you, now I can be in a position to trust somebody else. Be a part of this conversation. I have a lot of people on Facebook. I appreciate you. I have several people on the line right now. Hopefully they can press that number one and share their thoughts because this is what it's all about. You can share your thoughts at all. Remember, self-love is something that's so important to a healthy relationship. Trust. You have to trust yourself. So we're going to say self-trust. You got to trust yourself before you can be able to trust somebody else. Next one is honesty. You got to be straightforward, be straight up. Let people know from the start what they're going to be dealing with. When you tell them, say, you know, I'm going to be straight up, you know, I'm in for the long haul. I'm willing to develop and build this relationship to its highest or greatest potential. I'm being, you know, I don't have to tell you I'm being honest. You'll know it's coming from my heart because we don't live from outside in. We live from inside out. Honesty is not something just some people can deal with. You have a lot of people that just can't handle being honest. Because the old saying, if you tell one lie, you got to tell another lie. You got to tell another lie. In a relationship, you got to keep lying and lying because you're not ready to be honest with them. But you tell so many lies that you forget what is the truth. So we have to understand that being honest in a relationship leads to a very healthy relationship. Communication. You know, this one is really dear to my heart because as a long, long, lifelong educator, lifelong mentor of people and spreading the word with these people, I think it's important to be able to communicate. If you can't talk and communicate with your man, with the person that you're in the relationship, and if you're struggling to do that, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to be able to function. That's not a healthy relationship. You know, some people believe that this is saying is more in line with what they think. Communicate to understand. No, I don't mind my hashtag and what I do believe in. And you can take it and use it if you want. Communicate for. So the number four, understand. I don't want to talk to you so you can hear me. I want to be able to communicate with you so you can understand me. You notice I just said something that's so important. I don't want, in this relationship, I don't want to just be talking to you so you can hear me. When you talk to people, they think you're preaching to them. You're trying to degrade them and talk outside of the element. Then that they're not listening to you. But when I'm communicating for understanding, I'm going to take time to communicate with you. If I say something, I have to be willing to be able to, if you're not understanding, create understanding. Make it where we're able to talk for understanding. Communicate for understanding. Then listen for understanding. See, that's one of the things about communication. I learned many, many years ago that just because I'm talking don't mean people listening to me. And I'm hoping that each and every one of you have on this live is taking an opportunity to listen. Another thing you might be doing in the process, but you're listening. And I appreciate you doing that because your time is valuable. So I like to share these thoughts in that form. So I'm communicating for understanding. And if you have any questions and comments, all you have to do is, if you're not on the line, 347-857-4192, get on the line. Press 1. Ask your question. Offer your comments. Be to listen. The relationship, the real relationship guru is willing to listen. We have no limits on here. You can say what you feel because that's what it's all about. That's what we're talking about. Now, we have a show that comes on Monday night, which is Talk and Real Review. Matter of fact, I looked on my board and I see two of my co-hosts that's listening to the show tonight. I thank them so much. And I'm going to call them out because I think they're important. They're encouraging. They're supporting to what we're trying to do with this Smith Way production. On the line, we have one of our hosts, and I'll say that they can hear me because they're on the board, and they may not want to respond if they choose to. They'll press one, and that's Ms. Scarlett H. Black out of Greenville, South Carolina. She's listening to the show on Blog Talk Radio. She's one of our co-hosts on our Monday night show, which is Talking Real to You. It comes on 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. She joins us every other Monday, which we didn't do it this past Monday, but we'll come back next Monday, and we'll get at it like we normally do. We'll make it do what it do. And she understands what I'm saying. We're going to make it do what it do. Also, another one of my co-hosts that's from that Monday night show that's on the line, that's I appreciate their support, and that's Dr. Olivia E. Smith out of surrounding Atlanta in Georgia. And she's listening to the show as well, so I do appreciate both of them listening to the show. And if they have any thoughts, and I wish they just push the button and share their thoughts on what I'm talking about, a healthy relationship. How do you see? What is a healthy relationship to you? Explain. How do you feel? If you have to say, this is what I believe, and this is what I'm going to live by so I can have a healthy relationship. As we stated, communication. That's what we're doing. Communication is communication. I'm communicating for understanding. If you have something you want to share with us, again, all you have to do is dial the number. If you're not, you're on Facebook, just go to 347-857-4192. Or as I look at the list of individuals on the board here, which is the number I just gave to you, just press 1 and ask your question or comment. And the last thing I think is important, I remember I told you 5 important things in a relationship is connection. And you say, wow, what are you talking about? If you're not connecting with me, whether it's through communication, whether it's through being able to have some direct thoughts that are related to, or whether it's just, well, we're just able to sit down, have that feeling for each other, because we, you know, when it's like something that gets stirred up inside us when we're around those people that we're connecting with. So connection is so important. But you have to communicate to be able to connect. Sometimes it don't have to be verbally, and I think that's one of the things that happen to everybody. We think that the only way we can communicate with people is verbally. No, your movement, your actions, that's communication, and it's also reflect how you want to connect with that person. And it's so important. So if you have those 5 things defined in your life, you have a chance to have a healthy relationship, whether it's in your family. And some of these things are not happening in our family, so we don't have a healthy family relationship. Most of the people that I know, and when I talk with them, I tell them that when I have an interest in somebody, I kind of watch some things, and you're supposed to observe the people you have an interest in. That's even if you're already married. Observe your wife. Observe your husband. Observe your fiance. Observe whoever you in a relationship. Try to observe how they react and connect with these 3 elements. I'm going to say elements. First is how they connect with their children, if they have children, or how they connect with youth anyway. If you don't have children, you have brothers and sisters, maybe younger than you are. You have cousins, nieces, nephews. Some people have grandnieces and nephews. How do you connect with them? How do they show them the connection and show how much they, what kind of relationship they have with those individuals? That's number 1. Number 2 is how they connect or relate with their siblings, sisters and brothers. How do they relate to them? They don't have any sisters and brothers. They may have extended family. They call sisters and brothers. Or they may have, there's a situation where one of the parents have children by someone else. And that's you always put that half. I don't like to put a half on anything because no individual is half. God didn't create a half person. So don't be talking about half, brother. Then this thing about step, brother. What is a step up, brother? They below you, step up, sister. They below you. They are not. You feel like they're equal to you? Either they're going to be your brother or they're going to be your sister. Not a step, brother, because that's a step up. You don't need to step up or step down, however you want to call it. A half. No individual's a half. So keep that in mind when we're dealing with a healthy relationship. Then we'll kind of look back at those things that we consider, those five things we consider that's important to a relationship, for a healthy relationship, for a healthy relationship. Self-love. Have self-love for yourself. If you don't love yourself, you can't love nobody else. If I'm around somebody, I feel that they're not comfortable with their own skin, you know, they're not comfortable with who they are, they're not going to be able to show me love like I deserve and like they deserve to have. Trust. It's a serious thing, man. Not only in a relationship, it's in life. You know, I heard this term used. Man, you know, you gain my trust, man. First of all, if you don't know a person, you're going to assume you're trusting until they show you. See, they can't be trusted. But that's one of the things you hear a lot of time. In a relationship, you may not say that, but that's what may happen. You gain my trust because you showed me some things that are good for both of us to be successful. So you got to be, that's healthy. That's healthy. Then we want honesty. You got to have honesty. You got to be straightforward. Got to be right up in the front with the situation. If not interested, then the relationship being never casual, tell that person. You don't want to go further than the friend zone. You're not ready to go into a romantic relationship, which is the time to show love, the time to be in love, and that's not something that passed overnight with everybody. Remember our title, Relationship, Ready, Set, Love. And I want you to keep it in mind. The call-in number again is 347-857-4192. You're getting it from the guru, the real relationship guru. We have no limits on this show, so we want you to share your thoughts with us. And I do appreciate everybody that's joining us in whatever vehicle you're joining by. All right, we're going to look at a couple more topics before we kind of wrap tonight up, because we normally go about 45 minutes when we talk and share our thoughts, and we'll give you a chance to do the same thing. All right, this is some scenarios that we're going to talk about tonight, because it's talking about, again, part of that trust and really how you feel with a person that you say in a relationship, you're in a relationship. And this is what I'm going to put out before you. I love my partner, but could there be another person out there that I could love more? I want you to think about that, but I'm going to repeat it. You're in a relationship. I love my partner. I love my wife. I love my husband. I love my mate. But could there be another person out there that I could love more? Come on, somebody hit me up. Let me know. 347-857-4192. I want to hear what you have to say. Because if you're saying you love that partner, you know, we can love anything. We can love to eat. We can love to sleep. But are you really, really, is this statement saying you love what that person can offer to you? You love how that person look? You love how that person sing, if that's one of their talents, artistic-wise, they have? You love what they do? What their job is, you can love a lot of things, but you have to be in love. This is an indication, yeah, you love that, love your partner, but you're thinking in your mind that is there anybody out there better than this person that I have? That's part of that statement I made about 10% in and 90% out. Some people always, we talk about this 50-50. Nah, things don't work 50-50. That person is going to be 10% in when he falls under that category of I love my mate. But is there anybody else, anyone out there that I can love more or love me more? So that means you're 10% in, 90% out. First of all, if you're not 100% in through using those things that are important things that makes your relationship healthy, you might as well be 100% out. If you're not 100% in and you're only 10% in and 90% out, you might as well be 100% out and stay out. And I tell you, when you recognize this, run fast as you can from that situation. Because I'm telling you, it's not going to be nothing but a casual relationship. And you're going to be thinking this person is going to do more, willing to do more when they're really not willing to do. I believe that people, they're going to speak what they're going to do. I can hold you accountable when you speak what you're going to do. But when you don't speak it, I don't want to guess on it. And that tells me you're not ready. You're not ready to love me like I'm supposed to be loved. I don't have to tell you how to love me, because if we're connecting, remember connection, if we're communicating, remember that, are we ready to be honest with each other? We're trusting each other with no doubts. And we have love for each other, meaning self-love for myself, and you have self-love. Oh, come on. I wouldn't ever worry about looking for somebody better, because you are the one. You are the one. So check yourself. Go look at these five topics that make a healthy relationship. If you're in a relationship with someone right now, are you really doing those things? Are you giving 100% to make sure those five things are positive in that healthy relationship? Or are you just 10% in and 90% out, waiting for the next person to come by? You know, I run across somebody, they was talking about people bouncing from place to place. You know, that's a song, you know, long time ago, and you may remember, you know, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat, what is it, home? We call that hobosexual. And I want you to share them thoughts about hobosexual. I didn't say homo, I said hobo. B-O-sexual. This person is just like a hobo as he relates. We know what a hobo is, a person that hop train and go from city to city to city. Hobosexual is a person who ain't ready to be committed, ready to connect, not ready to love, because he don't love themselves. They may have too much self-love for themselves, I don't know, but they're not ready to love anybody else, and they are not honest, and they're not truthful. So the bottom line is they're going to go from place to place. Wherever they put take their shoes off, they say that's home. And then when he put his shoes on, he may not see them anymore. So that's hobosexual. And in society, we have a lot of people that are hobosexual. They go from place to place, person to person, town to town, spreading their so-called love in a casual relationship, but telling those people that I love you, I love my partner. But could there be another person out there that I could love more? Hobosexual. Moving from blade to blade. Not interested in being with that one partner. They want several partners. And that's what life is dealing with when we're dealing with the group. the real relationship guru. We're sharing thoughts tonight. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Give us a call. And if you got any questions and comments, just press 1 and I'll share. Actually, let me see. I have a caller on the line. If I can get my computer to come up. Caller with 0026. And I know who this is. Miss Scarlett Black, how are you? You want
good
to
good evening. How are you?
I am fine.
Yes.
And I'm glad you joined us. And let me let the audience know, I mentioned you earlier. Scarlett is one of our co-hosts on our talk show on Monday night, Talking Real to You, the only father and daughter blog talk radio show in the country. And your comments or your questions, Scarlett, you have that opportunity now. Thank you.
Well, first of all, great show, and glad that you invited Dr. Smith and now Dr. Olivia now to be on tonight. Join you, come in. Great show and great points. I think the question that you ask about loving the partner, but is there someone else out there? And I think that often we have to be very careful because we get into fantasy situations. You have to work at a relationship, and as a counselor, former counselor, licensed counselor, this is something that I heard quite often, that usually when things get tough or get rough and you don't go through these five steps of honesty and the trust and all these things, you really just throw your hands up and you want to walk away, or you think there's something greener on the other side. If you're truly in a committed, loving, healthy relationship, as you talked about, you really have to work hard at that. And one thing also I want to mention, we talk about the self-love. I think it also comes down to all of this can be rolled into the word communication that you've already mentioned, but also respect. Respect for yourself as a woman, respect for yourself as a man, respect for yourself as two together in a healthy relationship. And that's what Aretha used to talk about, respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's real important. But I think that in this day and time, especially because of social media, and also because of our workplace situations, there are emotional attachments that are made at work sometimes that can be misconstrued or misunderstood or maybe on the verge of being inappropriate because there's someone that you're with all day long outside of your relationship with your partner. And sometimes we can fantasize about that. What would it be maybe if I left this relationship and started this one here at work? So you have to be really careful when you are moving and thinking about these relationships and not fantasize about what it could be, should be, would have been, this type of thing, or first love, or college someone that you just start the sun and the moon rose on, and you all went your separate ways. So you have to be very careful in thinking about that, because most times the grass is not green on the other side, and sometimes we have an opportunity or missed opportunity in making people not really seeing all their idiosyncrasies, their faults, in the way they are, and we put them on a pedestal, and we forget about that. So you have to be very careful about fantasizing on what could, should, would.
Awesome. You know, Charlotte, that's some strong advice for our young people, older people, whoever it may be. You know, so as I said, Scarlett is awesome. I do appreciate her joining us at this time. And you know what, you're still on the line, so you have an opportunity to share your thoughts as well. I also, brought in Dr. Smith. And I hope Dr. Smith have an opportunity, I know she was listening, and I hope she has an opportunity to share some thoughts in regards to that as well. So I have her live as well. Dr. Smith, do you have any thoughts you want to share on what we were talking about? Dr. Smith?
Calling me out.
Dr. Smith might be talking to somebody else right now, but that's all right. We do appreciate it. Carlos, but I want you to stay on the line, okay? We're going to talk about a couple other topics, and I, you can chime in on those topics, and I do appreciate it, Scarlett, sharing your thoughts on that. One of the other topics on the line is, what if your mate doesn't come back? Should you try to win him or her back? And that's if your mate decide to leave because of not being able to master those five important things they're not able to master yet. So what they do is they decide to leave. But they found, as Scarlett stated, that they found out the grass is not greener out there on the other side. So they want to come back. So should you allow yourself to allow that person to come back or allow them to try to win you back? And that's what we want to talk about. And it's got to understand when we're dealing with relationships, and again, we're not doing those five things that create a healthy relationship. We don't know where we put that individual in the relationship. Then we have a problem with that from the start. So when they leave, I always tell when they leave, and I always say, if you see problems, and I'm going to say this, and people may not agree with me, but there's no limit here. Run as fast as you can, because I tell you, that's not right for you, and those things are not being done in a healthy relationship. You have to move on and allow yourself to have peace. Not only are you dealing with just our emotional part in life, of a physical part, you know, we mentally and spiritually, we are affected by individuals that are not willing to be with us. But when those people leave, sometimes you need to let them stay where they are, because sometimes they leave because they're not able to meet the five important things for a relationship, and they can't do two. They can't do one. You can't say they're going to get better. They got to be able to recognize themselves. That's one of the biggest things. Most people can't recognize what make up a relationship. I gave you five things. You might have five things yourself that you want. But self-love, I don't think you can challenge me on that. You have to love yourself first before you can love somebody else. Trust, I don't think you can challenge me on that. Honesty, you can't challenge me on that. Communication, you can't challenge me on that. My five, which is last, connection, because everybody don't connect with each other. If you're not able to do those, you can't do one or two of them and think this relationship is going to be successful. Scarlett, you want to share your thoughts on that while I still have you on the line?
Yes. Did you get Dr. Olivia back?
No, I wasn't able to get her. I put her, line, okay. Put her on a line, but she just was probably doing something else. Go ahead, Doc. I think that
women are very strong. Sometimes I know it may appear that we don't think that way, but deep down inside, every woman has the ability to empower herself and to be as strong as she needs to be. Sometimes we think we can't do or make it without someone in our lives in a healthy relationship, and therefore we settle and accept unhealthy relationships. But I think that women, just who we are, we have those mechanisms. We have it inside of us, and I know the listeners that are on the phone tonight, every one of these women or who's out there in our audience, you have the strength to do what you need to do. And that means do not settle for an unhealthy relationship. If you're getting less out of the relationship than you're putting into it, like Doc said, run, and keep running, because eventually, you know, you'll meet the person that's meant for you. And if not, you know, there are quite a few women who are doing some marvelous things by themselves, because they're strong women and they're empowered that, you know, I don't need a man to define me. My mother always told me that. I never really understood that until I did marry, but I do know that you do not need a man to define who you are. And men, you do not need a woman to define you. Again, it goes back to respect and communication. But if the relationship is not a healthy one, as you said, run.
Awesome, awesome. I'm telling you, that's the key to it right there. Scott, I do appreciate it. You know, we still got one or two more topics we're going to touch on. I try to touch as much as possible. Again, the real relationship guru with no limits. I have no limits. We're going to talk about things people sometimes are afraid to talk about. Remember, a healthy relationship requires communication. And if you're not able to communicate with an individual, it's not going to be a healthy relationship. So if you say that we have five things that are going to make sure it's healthy and that person can't relate, cannot communicate, cannot connect with you, then decide to leave, I tell you, let them stay out there, wherever the grass is green at, or blue, purple, whatever it is. Don't let them come back in. If you let them come back through the door, I guarantee you, they still won't understand the important thing to make a healthy relationship. And you can't tell people this. We're talking about it, but you already know what five things you consider to be a health that makes a healthy relationship. You already know. And you need to think about that when you get into a relationship. And you're talking about going from being in a casual relationship, associate, acquaintance, or going into a friendship relationship, your friend, or going into a romantic relationship. Because you got to understand, these things are so important to you being successful. All right, we have two more things we want to talk about. I'm going to cut it down to one, Scott, if you want to share your thoughts on this one right here. And this is something I want the young ladies to add. It's not being gender related to a sense, but I am going to use the gender there. Why so many men cheat when they have a good woman? Scarlett, I'm going to throw it over there to you. What do you think about that?
Because they haven't realized that they have a good woman. Sometimes they often feel and settle or think they have settled for someone, and they're still thinking about their first question, is there someone else out there? I don't know what makes men cheat, but the bottom line is women do not have to take that. They may feel like they have no other recourse but to sit there, like I said, and settle and take it, but they really don't. Men have wonderful women in their lives, and men can sometimes have a wandering eye, and women can also, too. So it's just not just the men, Doc. It can be women doing the same thing. But again, that's not a healthy relationship. You have to really examine, why are you in it? Are you in it to win it? Are you in it to keep playing these revolving door games, in one day, out the next, in and out, in and out? That's not a relationship, and it's not a healthy one. So you really have to decide, are you in this relationship to win it? Are you in it for the long haul? Are you in it and committed to it? And when that happens, you have to sit down and really have a very honest and forthright conversation. What are we doing? Where are we planning to go with this? You know, and really put the cards on the table. It's hard to do, to look somebody in the eye and do that. But sometimes you get to that point, because while he's cheating, she's there sitting and waiting and worrying and feeling really, it's really depressing. Why doesn't he love me? Or why is he not committed to me? And in the women I've talked to for so many years, a lot of years, these are things they confided, you know, in discussing this. So are you in it to win it? Are you committed? Or is it going to be a revolving door in and out? If it gets to that point, it's time to talk and sit down and have a real honest, a very honest conversation.
Exactly. And I'm going to tell you right off from the start, as I wanted Scarlett to kind of share her thoughts on that. You know, I didn't want it to be gender related, because we know women as well as men cheat. But a woman can cheat and have a good man as well. And the thing about it, those five things that we relate to being healthy things that make that relationship blossom and grow, there is something missing there. All five of them, one of them, or two of them. if you're not hitting it at all five of them, you're going to have a challenge on your hands. So if you're not getting it there, speaking from a man, we'll go out here and go where they said, find somewhere where we think the grass is a little greener. They really, the grass may not be greener, but it's something you're not getting at home. You know, I was always told this, that a marriage is a 365-day-a-year job, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And out of experience, it takes hard work, and everything may not go the way you want. But if you make a commitment and being able to communicate where you're lacking that, you have a great opportunity to move toward having a healthy relationship. But you must be able to identify those five things and make a healthy relationship, or you must make your mind up what kind of relationship you want to be in. And I know people say, well, you're married to that person. You know, some people meet people 1 month and marry them the next month. And you can't tell me you know enough about that person because you're still in that associate and acquaintance area. So you don't know nothing about that person. So that person may have infidelity. It might have been their major reason why they're not in a relationship, whether it's a marriage or not, in a relationship previously. If they hadn't checked themselves and got help, because some people need help to stop cheating. Let's be for real. They need help.
Some people just aren't ready for a relationship. They're not honest enough to say so, but really sometimes they feel pressured that they have to be in a relationship. But some people may not actually be ready for a relationship. And also, I truly believe that people are redeemable, even though you may mess up. And you may have gone through someone who was that cheated on you, or you cheated on them or whatever. People can grow up and mature and change. I really do believe that. And I've seen it happen where infidelity existed. They had that strong conversation and things had to change. They probably had to get a little therapy to help do that and talk to some, you know, third party to come in and try to help mediate. But they got there. And life was beautiful, you know, from that point on. You just never know what has happened in a person's life beforehand, before they came into a relationship, how they grew up, the environment, the role models in their lives. You just never know what a person brings to the table. But once you're at the table, you got to sit down and really work it through. If you can't, you know what you're bringing to the table. Don't be afraid to eat alone if you have to.
Awesome. And I tell you, Scotty, those are some great thoughts. And I want you to listen to that advice given from the co-host on Talking Real to You. That's Monday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. It will be aired Monday coming. Scotty, I do appreciate it. I got several people who commented on Facebook as well as on Instagram. And I want to share their comments with everybody before I call out, because I'm making a point to call out all those individuals' names when they take time to listen to the show. I have on Instagram, I have one of the D. Rambles said, men cheat because of their insecurity, and that insecurity with themselves. And I appreciate D. Rambles sharing that thought. Also, Tracy, Herb Kendrick said, self-love, honesty, good communication, loyalty, and trust are those five things that make a healthy relationship. I have 90 seconds. I want to make sure you join us tomorrow night on Talking Sports Plus at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time on the same number. But let me kind of shout out some of these people. Denise Stepney, Tanya Harry, these are the listeners on Facebook. Mario, my father, Stephanie McFarland, Dwayne Thickpen. We have, I'm trying to get them all, Chandra Carr, Anthony, Tony, my frat brother, Marilyn Barnes, Artavius Williams, my frat brother, Faye Treadwell Smith, thank you, Faye, Kristen Barrows, Teresa Clemens, Evans, Vanessa Samuel, Tracy Kendricks, we have Calvin Johnson, Samantha Richards, Earl Presley, one of my ball players, Pam Bass, Thompson, Pettis, Tamala Crane, Connie Smith, thank God that's my brother, Sharon Sherrod, Marie Incarnado, Adrian Murray, Tanya Black, Denise Smith Bridge, and Nancy Griffin. I thank each and every one of you, but it's about time to close out the show tonight. I always want to say, hashtag communicate for understanding. I appreciate you joining us. Keep on grinding. Last but not least, with the last 10 seconds, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night.
Cried so many hours trying to make it right, just didn't have the power, and you ignored all my tears. In the hopes they disappear, I try to let it go,
but I guess
you just don't want to know. And if I had a dime for every time I try. Learned that I could cope.
Well, 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 well. I discovered I could make.